Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Over the past few months, severe bushfires have damaged crops, livestock, buildings, and general vegetation, causing significant losses to farmers. In today's program, we look at ways to manage bushfires, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
Learning to manage bushfires is important, but how do you manage them? One way is to never light fires outdoors in dry conditions, even if it seems safe to do so. Avoid throwing away lit cigarettes, coal, or firewood without fully dousing them with water or burying securely. Also, look out for smoke during dry conditions and notify the fire brigade immediately. The slash and burn method, which involves the cutting and burning of trees to clear land for cultivation, is probably one of the most common techniques used to clear farmlands. However, farmers and others are being urged to desist from using this method at this time. Public Relations Officer at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, the JFB Emilio Ibanks, says in extended dry periods, this technique often leads to dangerous bushfires.
In dry, windy conditions, you are setting yourself up and others to lose their livelihoods.
Bushfires pose a serious threat to farm produce, livestock, and property, and in extreme cases, may lead to loss of lives. Mr. Ibang says during the summer months, 75% of calls to the Jamaica Fire Brigade are related to bushfires caused mostly by simple human error. Therefore, mulching is an ideal alternative to slash and burn, particularly during the dry period.
Clear the land that you must clear and use the same leaves on the grass as mulch. It will help to keep the ground temperatures lower than normal, so it will keep cool and it will offer some amount of moisture, so you'll get better yields. So you can use the same sticks from the trees that you would have cut down to actually help you in the farming as well. So you don't really need to indulge in slash and burn.
And farmers, remember that prevention is always better than cure.
Persons must understand your best bet in any situation, really, is that old adage that prevention is better than cure. So persons have to understand, everybody has to do their bit to prevent the fires from actually starting up. In the event that the fire actually starts, it is in your best interest to call the fire brigade immediately.
Public Relations Officer at the Jamaica Fire Brigade, the JFB, Emilio Ibanks. Here are some key emergency tips you can use before and during a fire. Use fire breaks to create fire-resistant zones. These zones will help to prevent the spread of fire to or from your farm. Likewise, if a bushfire accidentally starts on your farm, the border makes it less likely that the fire will spread to surrounding areas. If you insist on burning plant or trash on your farm, try to burn it in metal drums with holes on the sides and cover the top so the fire does not spread. Farmers, be prepared to deal with a fire should it accidentally escape. Be sure to have water or other materials such as tarps and soil to quickly catch it before it spreads. If it does, get help. Make sure you also notify neighbors. The proverb for this morning is, hungry make monkey blow fire. Translation, hunger makes the monkey blow fire. This means that when people are in need, they are forced to become resourceful and learn new habits. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Till then, you're invited to visit our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With the studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.